Good evening. Tonight, we have a front row seat to history, or more accurately, the destruction of it. The east wing of the White House is being torn down. Not modernized, not renovated, torn down, the whole thing. And we've been watching it happen all day long. It is hard not to be taken aback by what we are witnessing. If you think, well, that can't possibly be happening, it is. And the president confirmed that the entire east wing is being demolished late today.
We determined that after really a tremendous amount of study with some of the best architects in the world, we determined that really knocking it down, trying to use a little section. You know, the East Wing was not much. There was not much left from the original. It was a very small building. And rather than allowing that to hurt a very expensive, beautiful building that, frankly, they've been after for years.
Well, holding up renders and floor plans, which he'd brought with him and with the Secretary General of NATO by his side, the president added, quote, this was something they've wanted for at least 150 years. He did not say who they were or why this was 150 years in the making, but this is what he's building on, what was the home of the offices of the First Lady and the spot where millions of people from around the country and the world have begun their White House tours. As former Republican strategist and White House aide Rick Wilson, admittedly no fan of the president, put it today, the wing became a geography of grace notes, the stewards of tone and memory. Well, tone and memory have been trumped by gaudy gold and the construction of a 90,000 square foot megastructure, nearly twice the size of the central mansion of the White House. It'll dwarf the size of the main part of the White House, which it is right next to.